The Productivity Commission issued a statement last week that was critical of the need for an effects test to be added to the Competition and Consumer Act. They said that government's claimed benefits for farmers are overstated and existing laws are adequate to protect farmers from big business. Many small businesses, however, were looking forward to the effects test as they believed it would protect them from an anti-competitive practice of a large business. Vincent Su spoke with Federal Small Business Minister Michael McCormack to find out more.
The Productivity Commission last week came out against the effects test for farmers, saying that the purported benefits are overstated and existing laws are adequate. As a Nationals MP, do you agree with the Commission's opinion?
Look, I don't, and the government doesn't specifically comment on draft reports. Look, we'll have more to say about that when the final reports are submitted, but I do need to say this, that the National Farmers Federation, they've come out very much in support of the introduction of an effects test. They believe that bolstering Australia's competition law, and it will happen due to this. They believe that it's a rebalancing power for primary producers right across the agricultural supply chain. I mean, that's what they've said about it. And look, I think farmers generally will welcome an effects test. And I do believe that ultimately, down the chain, it will have a good effect on farm gate prices. And for those farmers I represent in the Riverina and Central West area of New South Wales, and farmers indeed right across the nation, I think can only benefit from having an effects test, which legislates to better protect the interests of consumers by limiting potential misuse of market power. It also helps, you know, the little people, the battlers. And that's why I think it's important, and that's why the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, has been so forthright in pushing it, and certainly in this parliamentary term, we'll be getting it through the Parliament.
So you won't say that it's overstated, as the Productivity Commission said?
No. And we won't be. I believe it's necessary legislation. I appreciate that others have a different view, and we'll be pushing ahead with it as we've said we would be in the past.
Now, the effects test for farmers, it seems primarily targeted at the relationship between farmers and supermarkets. Do you think there'll be any flow-on impacts, whether they're positive or negative, to smaller retailers?
Well, look, certainly I think there will be positive flow-on effects, particularly for small business, particularly for those who feel as though they they've been shut out of markets and have had their prices affected. That's by competition which has been seen to be bullying competition, perhaps rather than fair competition. So that's why the effects test is so important. That's why it's been pushed very vigorously by the National Party in particular, and that's why it is now in a position to be, hopefully this parliamentary term, passed through the Parliament, through the normal procedures.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you're suggesting that an effects test for farmers will level the playing field when it comes to negotiating between farmers and small businesses and farmers and the big supermarkets.
Well, certainly that's the plan. And it's important too. There are many things affecting farmers at the moment. Fairer competition law is one of them. Another thing is the fact that, they expect and should be paid for what they do in a quicker time. That's something, as the Small Business Minister, as the new Minister in charge of this portfolio, that I'll be pursuing. Farmers can't be used as banks. Farmers need to be paid in a fair and reasonable time. Many of them aren't. I think that that's something that really does need vigorously pursuing, and something I will be pursuing.
Now, there are also concerns that the effects test on agricultural products and for farmers could end up hurting consumers at the checkout, as goods may be more expensive for retailers to supply, including small businesses, and these costs may be passed on to consumers. How do you respond to these concerns?
No, look, I don't believe that, and I do believe that the effects test will be more beneficial for farmers, certainly for small business. And I don't think that the scare campaigns that are being led by some about prices being pushed up have any basis in fact.
You talked about that campaign because there are also concerns that small businesses, they may not be in a strong enough position compared to the supermarkets to absorb some of these cost increases. So the small businesses could lose their competitiveness.
No, I think it works the opposite, actually. And I think what we want to see is that small businesses are being able to get their fair share of the market, to be able to compete with larger businesses, not to be able to be squeezed out so quickly. And by doing that, by being able to compete better, by being able to access more markets, by being paid quicker and in a more responsive time for their goods and services, that they will grow, that they will employ more people, and thereby the economy will grow. And I think that's absolutely critically important.
Just finally, if as a hypothetical, if there was a conflict, of so to speak, between small businesses and farmers, as a small business minister representing a rural electorate, which one are you more likely to support and make the case for, small businesses or farmers?
Very much a hypothetical question. Yeah. And I think people need to understand that that farmers are small business people too. And this legislation is not aimed at hurting small business. It's actually aimed at making a more level playing field for all concerned. It's important legislation. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, is very keen on getting it through the Parliament. The Coalition is very keen on getting it through the Parliament. We went to the election on this policy, and we will, amongst others, of course, and we vigorously pushed our jobs and growth agenda, and we will be continuing with the small business friendly effects test this parliamentary term.
So you won't say, as a hypothetical, which one you'll support more?
Well, it is very much a hypothetical, and look, I support all small businesses, and farmers and small businesses, just like your corner store and other companies, both incorporated and unincorporated, who are employing minimal number of people, and at times doing it tough, working very long hours, not always getting paid on time for what they do. That's important that they, that as the small business minister, that we pursue those goals. And I think an effects test will help small business generally right across the nation.
Vincent Sue talking with Federal Small Business Minister Michael McCormick.